I originally went to university, Canterbury University, and done a degree in theatre studies. And then I was just looking at different types of performing. I'd never even been to see a circus. And there was literally a TV programme on at the time of celebrities trying to do circus stuff. And I was like, oh, that looks really cool. I want to try that. And literally looked up circus schools, and within 3 months I was gone and never went home.
When you first looked at circus schools, I mean, because Zippo's presumably wasn't the first place you ended up working out, was it?
It was,
oh,
yes.
Oh, was it? So you've
yes, because the circus school is run by Zippo's. It's not been out for the last few years, but he used to have it was a touring circus school. So we would tour and train for 6 months, 12 hours a day, put the tent up, train all weekdays, and then we'd do shows at the weekends. And then at the end of the 6 months, Martin would hire whichever students he wanted for the show. So I've not worked here continuously for 12 years, but I've been on and off, come back. I always seem to get drawn back to Zippo's.
Does it end up being that you kind of get offered performances in different circuses or in different theatres and things like that?
Yeah, so each contract is like yearly or seasonally, so Christmas you'd get a different contract. So once your contract is finished for the year, then you either stay with the same show if they want you to stay, or you'll look for work other circuses and they'll offer you jobs for the year.
So what do you do when you're on off seasons and you get a chance to have a break? Where do you go?
I go home still to mum and dad down by the campsands. They still live there.
Okay, and it's because it's kind of a love story as well, isn't it? So you met someone here?
Yep, we met here 2011. Volta came here with the Globe, started working here. We got together near the end of the year in September. Been together since 8 years now.
And so what's it like being a kind of circus family?
Well, it's not only us. When you're in the circus, everyone is the whole family. Like literally, if I'm in the ring, one of the dancers will have Lexi backstage. Or if me and Volta want to go out on date night, you've got five other people. Oh, we'll look after Lexi. Everyone wants to look after her. So it's not just us in our family, it's everyone.
And with the circus, it feels like the thing that brings you all together is your occupation.
Like, yeah.
Everyone speaks different languages and you've all had different backgrounds, but what comes back to it is the performance aspect of it.
Yeah, literally. We have people from 10 different countries here, you know, 10 different races. It's amazing. It's the most, diverse group of people that all, and age doesn't matter, even the circus. You can go out and socialise with the 17-year-old in the ring and the 40-year-old in the ring all together. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm not going to hang out with her because she's only 17. Everyone is just the same.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've learnt a lot from being around? Because presumably when you grew up, I mean, I grew up in Kent, and I can't say it's the most diverse place in the world. So did you feel like when you joined the circus, you got to meet all these people from different countries, you learnt quite a lot from
them? Yeah, definitely. I mean, when me and Volta first got together, I didn't even know where Brazil was. I had to look on a map to find where Brazil was because I'm useless at geography. I've definitely learned a lot about geography.
I can imagine. and Zippo's itself, Zippo's only do stuff in the UK or do they do stuff abroad as well?
We have a different company, a different show, which is Cirque Berserk, which is part of Zippo's. And when we run that show, we take that show abroad sometimes. We do a lot in Scotland with Zippo's, but with Berserk we've been to Holland, Ireland, Denmark, Belgium, so we do get to go other places as well.
That's amazing. And do you ever connect with some of the people that you used to go to school with and you used to know from university and stuff? Do you ever speak to those people?
Yeah, occasionally, not as much as I'd like to. It's really difficult to keep in touch with people when you're moving all the time.
I can imagine, yeah.
But I mean, I've still got my best friends at home from when we grew up, you know, so I'm always at home in January, so always trying to have a catch up in January. And then a few of my college friends will try and come to see the show every now and then, and it's nice.
That's really nice. Do you think it's inevitable almost that Lexi will end up being a performer in some ways?
Definitely. She loves the motorbikes already. She's got her own little motorbike already. Jermaine brought her a motorbike for her birthday.
Amazing.
She already like does a little compliment. If you say to her, if you just say da-da, she goes da-da, and she puts her arms up. So yeah, she's definitely going to be in the ring. But only if she wants to. I'm not going to force her to do it, you know.
And how will it work when she gets old enough to kind of go to school? Will you guys...
Well, I'm at the moment in my head, I'm thinking I can probably do like homeschooling. There's a thing called distance learning, I think it's called. So the schools will send out schoolwork to travelling kids, and so they sit and have to do their schoolwork at home. I think I can do homeschooling for primary school level. And then when it gets to secondary school, you know, that's 10 years down, 14 years down the line, we'll think about it then, you know.
It seems like that's one of those places, no matter what background you come from, no matter what your experiences have been, if you're willing to kind of perform and do this, then
yeah,
you're able to be who you
are. You know, it's hard work. You know, a lot of people think we do nothing all day and then we do 5 minutes in the ring and that's all we have to do. But, you know, we put the tent up, I sell the tickets, I have to sell the lights, so I have to open all the lights ready, you know, we have to do everything.